So let me record this, okay?
Okay.
Or not. It kind of depends.
Okay.
Are you going to give me some attitude about this?
Maybe. We'll see. So anyway, so this morning, my brother-in-laws and my husband were all texting each other about how much snow they got last night. And one of them lives in Arkansas and one lives in Alabama. So, you know, one in Arkansas says, what does he say here? He says, first he says, finally, a nice snow fall under 32 degrees, large flakes. And we got like about 4 inches or 5 inches. The other one says, yeah, we've got 3 or 4 inches so far, but it's still coming down, big flakes. Then my husband goes, well, traced to 2 inches, my eye, weathermen missed this one. We got almost 5.5 inches. And then, 4 inches plus 5.5 already. So then my sister-in-law on the other channel, on another text line, sends me a real nice little cartoon that says, good sister-in-laws exist, and I'm lucky to have one of the best. Yes, I got two, she says. There's two of us sister-in-laws. Then the other sister-in-law says, I totally agree, and this is what I said. As do I. You two are the best. Can you believe our husband's comparing inches, ? Of snow? Is that kind of funny?
It was something. It took a little long. The setup was confusing. Clearly, the reading aloud is not your thing, even though you're a children's librarian.
Well, I try. I'm retired children's librarian.
Yeah, really out of practice.
It's a good thing I'm retired.
On Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I'm still live on Fry. Joining me is...
Mom!
And this is Even Mom Has a Podcast. Our first podcast of the year.
Yep.
All right, well, I guess we kind of have a few things to kind of recap. I mean, it's been, you said, no, we can sneak in another episode, and then it's been about 3 weeks since we had an episode.
I know, the holidays get really busy. We got really busy with the holidays.
No, you got extremely lazy.
We got lazy and busy, and then it snowed a lot.
I'm like, hey, when are you going to do your podcast? You know, if you still had a podcast, you could talk about this sort of thing, and you're just like, I don't feel like it.
Holidays. I'm being lazy.
So how was your Christmas?
Good. How was yours?
It was okay.
You got a new suit. You got like a custom-made suit.
Yeah. And I...
And a new sports jacket, too.
We went to a place called Waffle Bus in town. We may never go there again because the prices were kind of high and complained.
It was good. I liked it.
Okay, so you liked it. Okay, yeah. So we might go there again. We had a lot of chicken since we had a podcast. We had chicken last night.
I know.
You had chicken in a pot pie.
Yeah, from KFC, and it was good. I like their chicken pot pies.
Yep. So have you lost weight? Are you healthy or what?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty healthy. I went to the dentist yesterday, and I have to get a cap on a tooth, and I'm sitting down, you know, and he's starting to work on my teeth. He goes, well, we've got this new laser thing that measures
laser
for
thing.
A cap. Yeah, I don't know what he called it.
Laser thing sounds really assuring.
I know, and then it measures your tooth, and he goes, if you want to try it and be our test person for it, then we'll pay you $200. I'm thinking, okay, because this costs a lot. And I'm thinking, oh, that's fine. I'll do it. I said, now you think it's safe and everything, right? And he says, oh, yeah, it's safe. But it's going to take about an hour and a half, so we'll see how it goes. I have to do it next Thursday.
Oh, my goodness. That'll be fun.
It should be.
Well,
I'll let you guys know.
I have something I want you to open for us on the pod, okay?
Uh-oh.
And I don't know how this is going to go. It's kind of big. It's a big deal, okay?
Where's it at?
It's a big deal.
Is it an elephant?
It's a movie.
Oh, wow.
All right, you got to describe to people. This is an audio podcast.
Where'd you get this? This is like a big brown book, huge book, of the never-ending story.
And that's a magnetic... lift the top there. That's magnetic.
Oh, this is really nice. Wow.
So that shows all the stuff that's in there.
Yeah.
Just set that aside. Just pull stuff out of there, set aside, kind of describe what you're talking about.
Okay, this is the never-ending story, and there's like pictures.
Don't set that over there where you're going to shut the case on that card. No, like you just did.
No, I didn't.
Okay, look. Put that over here.
Okay, this is really nice.
Okay, so it's a leather-like book that's a case for a movie.
And then what are these, like steals from the movie?
That is a press kit. That's a replica reproduction of the original press kit from 1984.
This is the biography from the movie.
And it talks about the people in the movie and stuff.
And it's just like printed as part of the original thing.
Okay, so take that folder out of there. And then there's another folder underneath.
This is like Vaughn's favorite
movie ever. Well, it's no Terminator 2.
But yeah, The Neverending Story. Awesome. Well,
okay, so this comes out also.
This is so precious. I don't want to mess it up.
Okay, so this folder has lobby cards and a full-size movie poster.
Wow.
Take the movie poster out there and look at the other pictures.
Okay, here.
Here, I've got that. Okay, so that shows you scenes from the movie.
So how old were you when you saw this movie?
And there's childhood trauma right there and everything. Okay, here, let's set that aside. Okay, now pull this out. Pull that folder out of here.
Okay, just a minute. I don't want to get fingerprints on anything. And this is the imprint, The Neverending Story. So what is this? Is this the CD?
Take that out. That's a lenticular 3D cover.
Wow. That's awesome.
And it kind of moves. And then inside is the movie.
That is really cool.
5 discs, 2 versions in 4K, 2 in 1080p Blu-ray that you and Dad can watch. And a bonus disc that has all the interviews and things like that.
That is really cool.
So this company is called Imprint. They only make a few movies, and they have
impressed.
A really big production out of it.
This is great.
Okay, that doesn't go in there. That does not go in there.
Okay, here you go.
Okay, I'll sort that out later, okay?
Yeah, I just don't want to mess anything out.
Okay, so just shut the book and put that on the ground.
Totally awesome.
Okay, put that on the ground. There's not space on the table.
I'm going to put it right here.
On top of things, yeah.
Your father has got water all over the ground.
Okay. So Imprint it's a boutique 4K Blu-ray outfit out of Australia that makes... This is kind of like their big prize movie here.
This is
so
impressive.
As far as the... Look, here's the thing. It's hard to get movie... People want to own movies, but the people that have the rights to the movies don't want you to own them so much.
But it's so nice to own your favorite movie.
When I got Deadpool and Wolverine, it was hard to get.
Right,
because they want you to sign up for Disney Plus instead. This is a movie that has a more of a it's hard to tell who owns it because it's not a Disney movie. But do you recall, this would play on the Disney Channel... And I tried to get Dad to record it, but there were problems. And he said, I just can't record the Disney Channel. It just doesn't work.
Well, they probably had something on it, so you couldn't record.
There's just something about the Disney Channel back in the early 90s where it couldn't record this, or it was late 80s or whatever.
So you never had a CD of this movie?
I got a DVD of it when I worked at Dylan's. At Dylan's, I saw it come out on DVD. We had it for sale, so I picked it up. But I hadn't had it on HD or 4K. I actually watched the European version, which is in English, by the way, even though it's German, and it changes the name of the book. On the book here, it says The Neverending Story, right?
Uh-huh.
They shot it different scenes where the kid's holding a book that says Die Unendliche Geschichte,
which is
it in German. He leaves a German note for the guy at the bookstore instead. So they have a slightly different version. It's 10 minutes longer, but it doesn't have the fun music like the song we just played over here. That's not in the European version. I think if the European version actually had the American version's music, which is actually by an Italian-German composer who was a big part of the Donna Summer musical we watched, if they actually had his music, it probably would have been a bigger hit over there. So kind of a weird thing, but I thought you needed to see this because I lent you the Blu-ray and you didn't watch it last night, did you?
We'll watch it now.
Now are you excited to watch it?
Yeah, now I'm excited to watch it.
All right, so you said you hadn't seen that before.
This is very nice.
Okay.
I would highly recommend it to anybody.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
I actually got a pretty good deal on it on eBay. I don't think you can actually get this in a lot of places. It's kind of tough to come by, so.
It looks brand new. Is everything?
It was brand new, yeah. Okay. But
awesome.
That was neat. All right, so. That was something for you to do, a little bit of an activity.
An activity.
Do you think should we get into the news a little bit?
Sure.
You know, we do have a little bit of news to talk about. Fire! Boom, boom, boom.
Oh,
boom,
horrible.
Boom, boom, boom. Fire!
Poor people in L.A., that's awful.
I think it's safe to say that California Governor Gavin Newsom's dream of becoming president of the United States has gone up in...
Fire.
Flames. Okay. They have a fire. They got wind. Is it Santa Ana winds? It is
It's horrible.
Evidently, if a fire starts and you got just the right wind, there's just about nothing they can do about it.
Well, you know, it doesn't honestly, help in they, any city, yeah, it could happen with the right conditions.
They seem to have replaced H2O with DEI.
What's that?
Diversity, equity, inclusion. They got this firefighter. They got a new lesbian lady fire chief, and she said the most important priority is getting more of her people in the fire thing. And they had this interview with this one gal, and she was talking about how if the firefighters come to your house, it needs to be somebody that looks like you, so you trust them. I was kind of concerned about my stuff getting burned down, but I guess, you know, I need to see somebody.
Yeah, I want somebody
with.
That's in better shape than me to
she
take care
also
of me.
Said,
and get me out of
and
it.
I'm going to try to get this right, but don't quote me on this. She said something like, and people say like, oh, well, she can't carry my husband out of fire. Well, if he's already in a fire, he shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Is
like,
that the woman said that?
That's what this lady said.
Well, that they probably aren't real thrilled with that quote.
Wow. And you would think this was put together like it was some kind of comedy video, but it was like, it was like their, look how proud we are of our changes at the department. Adam Carolla, you remember him, right?
Yeah. Did he lose his house?
When he got out of high school, he wanted to be a fireman. So he goes down to the LA Fire Department, whatever, and they said, oh, we got too many white guys. He come back in 7 years.
Oh, no.
So then he worked on a construction site and dug ditches, comes back in 7 years because he got a letter in the mail saying, hey, we can talk to you about you taking the fireman test now. You're due to take the test. So he goes over there, and there's some brown guy, he says, in line behind him, and he goes, hey, so I've been waiting 7 years to take this test. So when did you apply? Wednesday.
That's sad.
That is the world they created over there, where it is all about trying to make some kind of equality thing happen instead of getting stuff done.
Well, they need more water, and I think that's the main problem.
They have an ocean. This isn't Las Vegas.
So why aren't they pulling water out of the ocean?
Because
the fire's
there's
out?
Some precious little fish that they don't want to agitate its habitat. So you sacrificed all the people in Los Angeles to save this fish is what happened.
Is that what they said?
That's what Trump said. Oh. Trump has a weird way of getting information from people that's not what they're currently talking about in the news. So then it's like, yeah, so there's this fish, and it's like, and then people are like, what are you talking about, this fish? So he's making up a story about a fish, and then
is
it turns
really
out...
Is there really a fish?
They had some system to bring water, fresh water in, but it would disrupt some specific fish that's endangered species or something like this that lives on the coast of the beach or whatever.
Well, then
so,
go take it from a different beach.
So some of the celebrities who have lost their homes include Mel Gibson.
Yeah, I heard that. Mel Gibson.
He thought he lost his home while doing, I think, the Joe Rogan podcast yesterday or the day before. And then he comes home and finds everything got burned down.
Oh, that's too bad.
He'd lived there 15 years. There were guys who had older houses. I think James Woods lived at his for over 40. Paris Hilton had a house burned down. Almost everybody I know in the area seems to have made it to safety, but the situation with their homes is left in limbo, particularly a fire that started yesterday where it would appear an illegal immigrant set fire in Calabasas so that they could then loot the homes that are getting evacuated.
Oh, that's too bad. I heard on the news that people were looting, believe it or not, going in and trying to find stuff. I don't think they're finding very much.
You know why
stuff.
People are looting?
Why?
Gavin Newsom was incredibly slow to get the National Guard on the scene.
That's too bad.
So we had people piling their... They were being told by cops to get out of their cars and run down the streets, and then cars are everywhere. They got bulldozers shoving cars out of the way. National Guard's not getting there, you know, until days later. And then the looting is... You know, there's got to be a lot of good stuff to loot out of homes that cost $5 million a piece, right?
If it's not burned up.
I don't think that the people running the state really care that much about the people living there, because it's like the property's still going to be super expensive. We can just sell to somebody else and get more taxes on it, or do something else with and build even more expensive, harder to afford homes that can't be insured.
It's really a mess. I'm surprised anybody wants to live in California right now. I mean, that part of California especially.
The weird thing is there are people who say that like the northern part's pretty nice, but then when you go up to Oregon, everybody gets crazy again. Oregon and Seattle. It's kind of a weird deal.
Well, there's just too many homeless people. They definitely need to solve that problem. Some way. I don't know how. I don't know that. I don't have the answers. It just needs to be solved.
You don't have the answers?
I don't.
Well, with that in mind, I'm thinking about something here.
What?
I'm thinking I might run for governor of Kansas.
Yeah, right.
I ran a poll. That's the kind of encouragement I want out of my mom on our podcast. I ran a poll on Instagram. Five people said yes. Nobody said no.
Five? You're going to have five people voting for
four
you?
40 people decided not to vote.
What kind of experience do you have?
That's the beauty of it.
You don't have any experience.
I don't have friends from high school I owe favors to.
Well, you did pay a lot of money to get through KU.
I don't have anybody I owe any favors to. I could definitely win a debate against them. I'm going to be way better looking than any of the other
candidates.
Maybe
if you hurry up before you get too old.
They're just starting right now. I saw this old decrepit get bald guy. Come on now. It's not even close.
Well, hey,
I got
it.
A new suit. Right?
one new suit.
It doesn't even matter. I've got some cool ideas. We're going to build a coalition of flyover states and start taxing people to go from Los Angeles to New York as they fly over airspace.
Well, there you go.
They want to call us flyover states? Okay, fine. Why are we paying taxes for this stuff, right? You want to bring entertainers in? Okay, fine. You got to hire a bunch of Kansas people to do these stage shows. That's what you got to do. Hey, Taylor Swift, you want to play in Kansas? Okay, your opening act is going to be somebody from Kansas, and you're going to have a bunch of people hired
from
Kansas.
They won't even come to Kansas.
Well, that's the lesson they're going to learn.
they won't come here.
Get to make fun of us anymore and then take our money.
And
nuclear reactors.
We
How
have
about
a
that?
Few.
Billy Bob Thornton already threw wind farms under the bus. I don't mind having a few different solutions going around. Let's have some nuclear reactors. Why not?
I thought we already have some.
I don't think we do. We have nuclear missiles in the ground that poke out, and then we threaten Russia with them or whatever, and then they go back in. But that's about it.
We have empty silos in Kansas.
Maybe they're said to be empty, but it's like volcanoes. Like they act like they're not active, and then all of a sudden, who knows?
Yeah.
This sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
So they had this stupid thing. Okay, so Joe Rogan likes to make up some science stuff. So he's talking to Mel Gibson about the climate controls or global warming, climate change, right? And he's like, scientists have drilled into the core of the Earth, and they found that the core is actually at one of its coldest points right now, over 400 million years, and it keeps going back and forth. Okay, this isn't evidence that climate change isn't a thing or global warming isn't a thing.
Because the Earth has been the same underneath it forever.
The climate is above, is on the surface.
Yeah.
It's on the crust, on the surface, right?
Right, above the surface.
It is not at the core. We don't live in the core of the Earth. Who cares what the temperature of the core is?
Is it changing?
What difference does changing of the core make?
Well, it means we can have a volcano like Yellowstone.
It may or may not make a volcano thing if it gets too hot. So if it's getting cold, how's it a problem? I don't think that affects the climate, though.
Well, I don't know.
It's hard to say how any of this really relates, but okay, fine. We got to find some way to say climate change isn't real. Look at the core.
Okay. The core is getting hot.
I would think that what's happening with the sun probably has more of an effect on our weather than the core.
Yeah, I think because all the gases and stuff, like they say cattle puts off gas and... Cattle put off whatever it's called.
Oh,
what's
okay.
the kind of gas?
Methane?
Yeah, methane gas, like the feedlots and stuff and... I mean, air pollution is what I thought was causing global warming, but maybe I'm
well,
wrong.
Well, we do a really good job of trying to curb the pollution and things, but India and China just screw it up for everybody. But we don't do anything about them. Instead, all of the responsibility comes back on us somehow.
It's all one world.
It's kind of a crazy
We're
thing.
We're all in it together, people.
All right. I think it's time that we play a game called...
Good. I'm pretty good at this. So who's this?
Wait,
what's the subject?
You think you're pretty good at this? Okay.
What's the subject?
I'll tell you the subject.
I have a good record.
I'll tell you the subject after we're done with it. Okay. These are some actors.
You mean to guess the subject.
These are male actors. They all relate in the same movie franchise. Okay.
Okay.
Jack Black is Jack Black. This maybe this isn't the one you're thinking of. Who knows? Maybe something happened to him. Maybe he was in a home that caught fire. Is Jack Black dead or alive?
He's alive.
Jack Black from Tropic Thunder and the very first video game commercial I showed you for Pitfall.
Yeah, cute little boy.
He is alive.
Yay.
Jonathan Brandis. You recognize that name?
Nope.
You don't?
Well, no, I don't.
From... Sidekicks with Chuck Norris and Sequest DSV, remember?
No, yeah. I don't remember.
Okay. So is Jonathan Brandis dead or alive?
Dead.
Jonathan Brandis is...
Is See, I told you I'm good at this.
Died by suicide at age 27.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah. He was in that Hearts War you saw with Bruce Willis and Colin Farrell. He had like one scene. He was an attorney or something. I think this is his last movie. Then he killed himself.
Oh.
Okay. Gerald McRaney.
He's alive.
From Major Dad. Gerald McRaney
is... he's dead.
Alive.
Well, good.
You changed your mind on that one.
I know, but I got it wrong.
Okay, you were right.
Two right, one wrong.
Deep Roy.
Deep Roy?
Deep Roy.
I have no idea who that is.
Is Deep Roy dead or alive?
Does he have a deep voice?
No, absolutely not.
I don't know, Dad.
Deep Roy is...
Whoops, I missed two.
Alive.
Yeah, four.
But I think he's going to be dead soon.
Is he elderly?
I'm going to tell you why in a sec.
Deep Roy.
Alan Oppenheimer. By the way, Deep Roy is the Oompa Loompa in the Johnny Depp version.
Oh,
he plays all the Oompa Loompas in Johnny Depp's Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
Alan Oppenheimer. That's an old sounding name. Alan.
Is that the guy that invented the atomic bomb?
No.
Okay. So I'd say he's alive.
At the age of 94, the voice of Skeletor is...
Alive. Good. Okay.
Now, look, there is a little bit of rhyme and reason to this, okay? All right, so these are all actors from the Neverending Story movies.
Oh, neat.
Jack Black, I think, is in part three. Jonathan Brandis plays the main character in part two because they kind of recast him. Gerald McRaney is Bastion, the main kid's dad in the first film. Deep Roy is the man on the racing snail.
Okay.
In the version I've always seen, he's like, well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to the ivory tower. But then I watched the European one, and he's like, well, how about we head to the ivory tower? You know, and I'm like, what?
With a southern accent?
Now, he's a small Indian actor, okay?
Uh-huh.
He's like 4'4", okay? Supposedly, the southern accent is his actual voice.
No.
That he does the southern accent voice for the character with the racing snail.
Did he grow up in the South?
But they decided, you know, maybe that wasn't working. Let's change that in post for the American version.
Seriously?
I don't know where he grew up. I think he might be in England or maybe he's American. I don't
maybe
know
when
exactly.
He does American voice, all he can do is
he speaks
southern
English,
accent.
But I thought maybe the idea was that he doesn't speak English, and that's why that wasn't the case. So that's Deep Roy. He was actually a stunt double in a movie I watched last night, a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie where he has to save the Vice President of the United States in overtime of a hockey game. And his daughter was hanging from the scoreboard over the stadium, over the arena.
Oh, my.
And I'm like, they don't got no girl doing that. She looks a little bit different. And that was Deep Roy as the daughter.
Oh, gosh.
Body, you know, they want to get a small person to do the dangerous stuff so the kid, the 8-year-old kid doesn't do it.
So he did the skit? I mean, he did the, it's not a skit, it's a...
Stunt, yeah. Skit, right. Alan Oppenheimer is a voice actor, and he's the voice of Falcor the Luck Dragon. There's Falcor the Luck Dragon.
Oh,
it kind of looks like a giant dog. Before this movie, dragons all looked a certain way, and now people might make furry dragons.
Oh, okay.
Dragons with fur and kind of pearlescent scales because of this movie. So, yes, this was a somewhat related version of the Dead or Alive game.
Very good.
All right. So
you tied that all together real good.
Now, look, do you have some kind of silly quote thing I have to guess about? Well, you're really ready.
I'm not ready.
You got your new iPad cover and you got your iPad backwards, upside down.
Okay. I'm in a weird position because I like rainbows, but I'm not gay. So whenever I go out wearing a rainbow shirt, I have to put not gay on it. But I'm not against gay, so under that I'll have to put but supportive. It's weird how one group of people took refracted light. That's very greedy, gays.
Clearly not Ellen DeGeneres.
No, but you know, like, I feel this. I like rainbows too, but I just keep liking them. It doesn't bother me.
There is a movement to reclaim the rainbow.
I like
some
rainbows.
Some of the right-wing podcasters want to reclaim the rainbow.
I think we can all share the rainbow.
Share.
Who do you think this is?
There's Taste the Rainbow, Skittles. Is this Nate Bargatze?
No, this is somebody you won't think that I knew who this is.
So they're alive.
Yeah, and they name starts with a D. First name starts with a D.
Dimitri Martin?
Yes.
Here's
the
thing.
I gave you that. I didn't think you'd know I knew
Here's
who that
the
was.
Thing. The last time the quote was from Dimitri Martin, you said this is someone you wouldn't think I know.
Oh, I give it away. Sorry. Bye-bye now. How was that?
Well, I mean, it was okay.
Good. I think you did good.
You think I did good?
Yeah.
Aren't you the one? Should I say, I think you did good? How was that? You ever think about running for governor? That's hilarious.
It is hilarious.